Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey guys, Stace and Christy here. Hope you're very well. Before we get stuck into this week's podcast.
Yes, we have some very exciting news to share with you. And that is the fact that there is an opportunity that we will meet you. And we're very, very excited about it because we've been banging on about wanting to meet you guys for ages.
Yes, we are doing a live podcast. It is called the Thinker Girls Posse Podcast, which means that everybody that listens to the show is going to be in the hot seat. You can join us in Melbourne on Saturday the 18th of November or in Sydney Saturday 25th of November. Both shows start at 8 p.m. and you can find all of the ticket information at our Facebook page.
Whoop, whoop.
Get ready because here I come.
Blah, 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 blah.
It's that time of the week again.
I actually thought maybe I was a lesbian.
All the thoughts you're thinking, but not saying.
This is just a potty for us to chew the fat, bitches to bitches.
Stace and I will go ham.
It's very funny.
Ain't nothing gonna hold me down. Get ready, cause here I come.
Coming up this ep.
Like, the majority of sexual assault is perpetrated by someone that you know, but the kind of stuff that you see in the media is always, a monster down an alleyway.
Thinker Girl, the podcast with the Thinker Girls, Stacey June and Christy Mercer.
Hey guys, Stace here.
Hello. And Christy,
welcome. We are the Thinker Girls here for another week of fun and tricks. It's very rainy today and I have been at the Apple Store, so together, that's just, your kind of cliche average shit day.
Yeah, it's not a great combo. But the thing with the Apple Store is you can't just walk in and get something fixed on the spot. Like, I remember last time I was there, I added it up and it was over 6 hours. By the time you go in, you put your name down, then you come back, then they fix it, and then they tell you to come back and pick it up next time.
Mine was 3.5.
That's a pretty good stint.
It cost me about $300 though, because I was at Mecca and then Aesop for a bit of it, so.
You got to fill in time. Exactly. Did they say, I'll just come back in 2 hours? Like, who's just filling up 2 hours with nothing?
Well, with spending money.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
That's so annoying.
So I bought this lipstick and I got my old eyeliner back, eye pencil.
Mm.
I used Kevin Acorn or something. Kevin Acorn from Mecca. It's like
the. Is that the eyebrow pencil?
Yeah. Can you see how defined
they are?
Yeah,
they're very good. Is that. Oh, it's the dark purple one. It's really thick.
No, it's very thin.
Oh, that's the hourglass one, I think.
Yeah, that's the. Mm. I used to use the hourglass, but the pencil on it is a fat one.
Yeah, it's real thick.
Too fat. This one's really, really thin. But Bessie Beth, the makeup artist, our makeup artist, says that there's a great new benefit one that we should be trying. Anyway, I couldn't be bothered going to, because it's not at Mecca. It's not at Mecca. I'm not interested. And then I'm obsessed with having Aesop hand wash. Like a luxury. It's just my luxury.
Yeah. I love it when I go to your house and I do a wee there. I'm all over it.
Yeah. We should get into the podcast because I've been running so late and everyone's been waiting for me, which is pretty standard, but today it's quite epic. Quite a real, it's an extreme weight today. So let's get on with it. This particular chick, it's funny when people come up in your feed, and at the moment we've got such a brilliant, and we really do need to give a shout out to our podcast producer. Her name is Jordan Locke.
Oh, she's amazing.
And we will record different, I think, outros very soon to kind of let everybody know who's behind the team, because we couldn't do this without her. So at the moment it feels like everything is really running very smoothly back end. So when you see the guests that are coming up on the show, I'm like, oh shit, I want to do some research. And when I looked into what this woman had done, I was like, fuck. It's going to be an epic
astounding chat.
Yeah, she's a writer, a filmmaker. She founded Her Words. It was a video series in which women shared their stories of sexism and misogyny in their own words and their own experiences. The whole platform aims to create a big change and celebrate women, giving everybody a safe place to express themselves and talk about the different stories that they want to. And the different stories I think I got from it was that that we are complex beings and not one thing, as you were talking about this week at a speaking thing that we did.
Mm.
And I really got the sense that that was what this was about. Her name is Damini Marshall, and you can find her at Damini Marshall on Instagram or Her Words series, and Facebook. It's Her Words. Damini, welcome to our show.
Hello.
Hello. And I will just really quickly say it's Dominie.
Oh, Dominie. See, you know what? When I called you before, yeah. I called you Dom. Because I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And people do that all the time. And Dom's way easier. So
Domini.
Totally fun.
Domini.
Domini, bit... Domini, either or.
You don't sound like a meanie.
Domini.
Thank
Domini.
You.
Okay, sorry. Domini.
No. No need to apologize.
You're doing an amazing job. And you were just telling us before we press record a new app this week about social media and trolling. Like, these are really, it's really important shit that you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we think so, and yeah, it's really.
How many are in your team?
Like, so we've got it's all volunteer based. So everyone who works on the series has volunteered their time generously. So I've got a producer, Emma Roberts, who's the amazing series producer, who it wouldn't exist without her. And then we kind of have a team of. Amazing female and non-binary crew members who shoot the series, and then a team of editors revolving around who edit and work on post-production as well.
Very cool. It's very good. Everybody needs to go and check it out. Herwords.com.au is where you can find it.
Let's get stuck into the show. We'll do a quick contents and then get on to our gems. Mm-hmm. What do you girls want to talk about this week?
I want to talk about how everybody says to chicks that aren't this, you know, quote unquote maternal person, especially as you get older in your 20s and maybe 30s, oh, don't worry, that'll kick in. You know, you'll get to some age, that'll all change. That'll all change at some point, or you'll have kids and that'll change. And my question today is, well, I've been thinking about what about if that never does? Like, can you, like, do you still have kids? Do you still be a mum? Can you still, you know, without that kind of drive never kicking in?
Okay. What about you, Dom? I'm going with the safe option.
So I want to talk about, I guess, what's been flooding everyone's social media feeds, which is this Me Too hashtag movement that's been happening this week, and a little bit about your stories and how that's impacted you and what's been happening.
Okay, brilliant. It's an interesting one. I never share those, and I did. But I think there is a collective energy across the globe at the moment of something different. I'm all into that. There's something else. There's a movement happening. I don't think we're aware of what's going on beneath. With this stuff, it felt different this week. Mm. Felt hurtful, but it felt.
There's a lot. Yeah, you're right. It's everywhere. There's a lot going on. There is a movement.
There is an energy that's. Well, we can continue to ignore it. It's just going to get worse. Like that energy will just build to be something bigger next time. I want to talk about the wording independent togetherness that I read in a quote of somebody explaining their relationship and being thankful for it. Excuse me. And I guess the dedication that I have to my own relationship after reading it.
That's very cool. Dom, being our guest, do you want to kick off
this week? Just quickly, there is a duck that will wrap you up. So it means that we need to go on to the next topic. And it may be a little bit shorter this week because I'm running so late. So it's my fault, everybody. Sorry, listeners. You can blame me.
If you're listening to it while you're exercising, it means that you get to do a shorter exercise sesh. So you're welcome. you know.
So we need to listen to Philip the Duck this week. And if you haven't listened to any of the other shows as well, thethinkergirls.com.au is where you can download them if you're wondering. And you found us through Dom. All right, let's kick it off, Dom. I mean, Me Too was an interesting thing. I don't even really know where it started.
Yeah, well, it was a movement started 10 years ago by a woman named Tarana Burke. And then it's kind of been revived, I guess, in the last couple of weeks, I think by a tweet by Alyssa Milano, who shared her sexual... And before I get into this, I will just say, obviously, content warning or trigger warning for any listeners who need that warning. Mm-hmm. So just be aware of that. And so she tweeted about her story of a sexual assault in relation to all the stories coming out about, obviously, Harvey Weinstein. And encouraged others to share their stories using the hashtag MeToo. And it's kind of a reason why we started Her Words, which really started out of speaking to other women, hearing their stories and having those MeToo moments and feeling like, understanding how powerful and important it is to feel validated in those experiences and feel like you're actually being heard and listened to. I guess this week has been... obviously powerful and, you know, on some level, I guess, I wouldn't say inspiring, but empowering to feel everyone coming together and sharing their stories. But it's also been really fucking hard, I think, for all of us sharing our stories and being bombarded with these stories ourselves as well. And I think
when you started to create Her Words and you wanted to share those stories, was there your own story that you wanted to share first and foremost, or was it that you wanted to feel like a collective storytelling with other women? What was kind of the main driver originally?
The main driver for the series is absolutely collective. So it's all about community. It's all about women coming together and backing each other and feeling like they're part of something and not alone. But in saying that, I mean, the catalyst for the series really came about through my own experience of sexual assault and then sharing that experience with other women and understanding that I wasn't alone.
Can you take us through what your story was briefly?
Yeah. So basically it was in my final year of university and I was sexually assaulted by a friend of a friend. The things that stand out for me now, I had a boyfriend at the time and we split up because of that. And I had a whole group of friends kind of turn around and say, well, it was your fault. You know, you put yourself in that position and you were drinking and, you know, henceforth and all these other sorts of victim blaming ideas. And you place them on yourself as well, because that's what we're taught as women growing up. You know, society is still hell-bent on teaching women to avoid rape, not men not to rape.
So true.
So,
and that feeds out in other issues. I do the same thing with equality, like gender at work. I often will go for every single other option it could be rather than just blatant misogyny.
Especially when it is so blatant, because you don't want to believe that it's that.
Well, also because you're taught that you shouldn't go to that first. Mm. How dare you? You've got to consider everything, because that would have to be the last option. Actually, in a lot of instances, it's the first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So I guess that was kind of the catalyst in that happening. And I went on to do my honours thesis looking at the representation of rape and victim blaming culture, and spoke to so many women who had such similar stories to mine. And, you know, you don't really hear about, for example, with sexual assault, you don't hear about the stories. Like the majority of sexual assault is perpetrated by someone that you know, but the kind of stuff that you see in the media is always, you know, a monster down an alleyway.
I think that's part of the problem, right? Where it's like sexual assault has to look one way, and if it doesn't look that way, well, you know, are you making this up, or were you a bit drunk at the time, or did you put yourself in that kind of position?
I'll never forget when I was on the back end of my assault. And that's about as much as I want to share on that. But I will talk about the story, the kind of feeling I felt after is that I questioned whether it was because it wasn't rape and it wasn't, what's it called?
Consent?
No. It definitely wasn't consensual. When it's actually intercourse is in, like it actually like insert like
penetration.
If it doesn't involve penetration, I think a lot of the time people get quite confused as well, that it's that, you know, that if something's happened and made you feel weird, that it's probably not right. But then you're like, oh, but it's probably not as hardcore for me to go and talk to someone or maybe call someone or maybe go to the police, or because I wasn't raped, you know. And that certainly was the thought process with my situation. And you feel incredibly alone because you don't want to share that something happened when you're not 100% sure what happened. Mm. Yeah. So you're feeling like, well, if I don't feel that it was rape, then I don't know what it is. Therefore, I don't know what I can say to people because now I'm putting someone else, and I don't want to talk about that other person. Yep. I don't want it to be about them. But it is about them because they've done it to me. Mm. And then you go in a spiral and it's like the most – it is by far 100% the loneliest feeling I've ever felt in my life.
I've never spoken about this, but my experience and reading all of the posts in particular this week, I searched the hashtag. I think it was, I don't know, Wednesday or something of this week. And I was like, fucking hell, like some of the stories that – that I was reading and of like really big celebrities or just random people or other people just contributing to the hashtag, you think, oh, that's just sickening, like how commonplace it is. But my assault I had experienced something when I was 17. I was on schoolies and there was consent in the beginning that I had given and then halfway through had decided to change my mind. Hmm. And then I had been drinking at the time, so things are blurry. And I just remember, you know how you just remember certain flashes or certain pictures? Hmm. I just remember crying, accidentally saying somebody else's name, thinking it was somebody else and then being confused and then afterwards thinking I can't tell anybody about that because I did consent at the beginning but then change my mind. So what do I call that? What's that mean?
But it, you know, that is assault because you're completely entitled to change your mind and have that respected.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, there's not.
Yeah,
I guess the most powerful thing that I've found anyway is it's like you said, Dom. It's not one way. It doesn't look one picture. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's very powerful.
It's full on, and I think it is. There is a sense of change, and there is a sense of conversation. So we encourage you to do it. I shared the Me Too on our Facebook page. So if you are feeling like you want to share and you do want to talk to other women, head to there or always. Private message us, you know, as well. There's if you just want to have a word, and obviously, with this podcast, we'll put up the different kinds of links that you can speak to professionals as well.
Yeah,
it's a tricky one.
Missed anything from the Thinker Girls this week?
What's your story?
Don't worry, we've been waiting for you at thethinkergirls.com.au to catch up.
I'll go next.
Yeah.
I want to talk about a post that I read recently. I wrote notes in my phone about gems and then I'm like, I don't remember where I got it from. Like, it's just so quick. But I think it was like a relationship post of somebody saying an anniversary or, you know, some kind of a celebratory thing to
you
their partner.
You see so much. You soak up so much stuff now.
Yeah.
You just forget where it could be from a million places.
And I think I read it and it really resonated with me, especially when I think about moving into a more committed, official kind of committed form of a relationship with my partner. But I think even before going through those conversations with him and beginning to have them, I've had a bit of an insight to who I was as an independent in a relationship. And the wording was, you know, thank you for our independent togetherness. And I was like, okay.
Well, that's very poetic.
That's something that that's something that I can work with. You know, there aren't, and I speak about it on the podcast all the time, there aren't many things that I feel like I can often relate to when it comes to conventional relationships put in front of me. I often felt like I couldn't see what I wanted even in front of me a lot of the time. And so that was something I was like, all right, that's a bit of a recipe. There's a few, you know, that's a recipe I would like to work with. And I spoke to my partner about it and he was like, it's interesting because I feel like we are moving into that new place because it's early days for us. So it's obviously been all togetherness. You know, we've both had massive lives and very independent individual lives. We're both adults. That's already a difference with a lot of my friends because a lot of people meet younger.
Yeah.
So we're both adults. He's much, you know, he's, you know, 8-9 years older than me. I forget that sometimes.
So do I.
Yeah.
He looks very young.
But I think he's just not an age person because I hate it when you say he seems young because it feels like he might be immature and that couldn't be further from the truth. But I'm also quite, you know, it just evens out. And I just think we're not ageists. It's not really, it's not about that. And so when I spoke to him, it was interesting because I feel like we're finally starting to get this, ourselves in this us world. Mm. And I remember thinking the very first time I had a bit of an argument with him and I needed to call my friend. And it was quite upsetting because I haven't really fought much. It wasn't even really a fight. I just knew that I didn't want to continue to have the conversation with Ben, my boyfriend, and I wanted to get off the phone and talk to my friend about it.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time in 8 months, that had not happened. And I'm very, very, very friend. Yeah, that's my life. Like, my friends are my family. So I felt like so complex because I was like, oh, this is like not a nice feeling. And then I'm like, but how nice that I'm back to myself. And then he's still going to be there when I get home and I get to have both. Fuck, it exists. I did it. I'm like, I did it. I can't believe I did it. Because I felt in my past relationship that I 100% still had my friends. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a person that goes into relationships and then you don't hear from her. It's not really the case. But in myself, I didn't feel myself. I didn't feel my stronger self. I didn't feel my normal self. I just felt very, very confused a lot of the time. So when I felt that with him, I thought, this is something I can work with. Better yet, this is something I can work with long term.
Mm.
And
was that something that you'd been missing? You know, because obviously,
no, not
new relationship.
All.
Yeah,
not,
yeah,
not
yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
It just was the right time.
Yeah.
But when I was thinking about commitment,
yeah.
I guess I went, whoa, I don't know if I could do. You know, how does this work, you know, for when we started talking about commitment, it was very early too. So you're in a love bubble of just the two of you, really,
yeah.
And then you're talking about commitment. It doesn't really work because as much as I knew that he was my guy, I was like, the way we live right now, I can't figure out how that goes on forever. And does it? And maybe it could. Do I want that? So then when I started to feel a little bit more myself in what we had, I then went, oh, okay. Independent togetherness is what I would aspire to as of my form of commitment. And I then started to get an idea of what commitment meant for me and for us. And then I started to go, all right, that doesn't look so, I guess, what's the word? Unrelatable to me.
That's so, that's the fucking, that's the dream, isn't it? Like to have the both, like to be able to have, you know, that togetherness and that trust and that love, but then also not to lose yourself. Because in a way, I reckon finding my sense of independence through being in a relationship, basically my whole adult life that's now ended, I found that the more independent and the better that I felt and the stronger that I felt in myself, the further I was away from him. So in a way, I think I actually avoided that sense of self and independence for quite some time because – yeah, it was so bittersweet because you're so happy and feel so empowered to find it, but then you're also like, well, what does that mean? And it might spell the end for us. So to be able to have, to be able to have both is stunning.
Mm. And I think as well, like, that's what's sustainable. It's not sustainable the other way around. If you're not yourself, then you can't carry on like that.
Yeah, it's true. It's really true. I'm really sorry, everyone. We're going to have to cut this here.
Oh, boo.
I know. Producers, like, it's eyeing me.
Yeah,
off.
They're doing, like, hand signals through the glass, Dom.
Oh, no.
I know. It's
sweet.
I mean,
shocking.
We get longer than a radio show. Let's
it's
just
true.
Say that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
Dom, if we had you on the radio show, it would have been like pow pow, you're out. So
seconds,
this is this is, you know, quite fulfilling.
But we will put up her words on the site, and we will get you back on. I think that's what we'll do.
It'd
I think.
Be nice.
I wonder how we can actually think about doing something as a bit of a community conversation around this. TBC on that, Dom. We might contact you and maybe do a bit of a brainstorm.
Mm-hmm. That'd be very cool.
Just to do something a little bit bigger, because I like the idea of sharing stories. I don't know, some kind of kumbaya situation.
She's all about it. She's all about it.
Herwords.com.au is where you can find all the info that we've been speaking about with Dom. And if you do want to listen to any of the other shows that we have, Ricky Lee opened up about what her latest track is behind, and we had a big addiction conversation.
Mm-hmm.
All of us brought our own. And then we've got other bits and pieces where we talk about blowjobs and work.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a real...
Whatever tickles your fancy. All different colours.
But thank you so much for your time and for what you do, more importantly.
Thank you so much, girls.
Thanks, Dom. It's been a real treat. We'll speak to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
And everyone, we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Were you part of this convo and want more?
Yeah!
Join our Thinker Girls posse on Facebook, Instagram or thethinkergirls.com.au.
Get ready, cause here I
next week on Thinker Girl, the podcast.
Well, I've been doing that thing lately where I look at other people's babies and go, oh, and their little bald heads.
You can't. You have 1,000. How can you still be thinking that? My God.
No, I think it's because my youngest turned 2 on Monday, so I just went, okay, he's officially like a little man now, so I don't have a baby anymore.
Thinker Girl, the podcast, with the Thinker Girls, Stacey June and Christy Mercer.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.